So this is a story about some rubber cockroaches that are still in my apartment. And if you ask Jackie over there in the blue shirt, she will attest to that because she lives above me now. And it's the story about how these rubber cockroaches unexpectedly brought me a lot of joy in a weird time in my life. So my freshman year of college, I had a roommate that was an absolute terror, and this story is not about her, but at the end of freshman year, I figured out that all of my roommates, or all of my friends in this, like, around my roommate in this, like, freshman year group that we had formed were, like, trashy, shallow bitches, and I was like, these are not my people, they're horrible, and so I... Somebody can relate to that, I think. I did, like, a Control-Alt-Delete on everyone I knew in college, and I came back sophomore year and, like emptied my contacts and started over. And so I needed a place to live because I was supposed to live with these people again. And my friend Will, who I knew from, like, activist circles, was like, oh, Crafts House is looking for another person, and we really need someone to move in, otherwise Tufts will put the college will put a stranger in there. And I was like, do you like living there? Because what I knew about Crafts House was it was a co-op, they were really weird, they put drugs in your drinks when you went there for parties. Those were like the rumors. And so he was like, yeah, I like living there. There's, like, this one weird thing. Like, they use, like, too much garlic in the food. And I was like, okay, I don't care about that. So so I moved in, and I was really lost. Like, I didn't have a lot of friends. I didn't know where I was going. And I wasn't, like, nearly weird enough to live in this house. Like, I was far too normal, and I was like, I'm never gonna fit in, and this is gonna suck, because it's a co-op, and you have no personal space, and you're required to do these work shifts, and these dumpster diving shifts, and you have to be, like, I'm not kidding, you have to be, like, really close to these people, and, like, you know, your space isn't really your space, and you might come home to your bed, and a stranger would be in it. So, you know, I was like, I'm never gonna fit in here. They all did, like, a lot of casual coke. Like, they did, like, ketamine because it was a Tuesday, and I actually was completely sober that semester because I had a lung infection and I couldn't even drink alcohol. I was an activist, but, like, they were all, like, the artsy activist type, and I, like, wasn't, like, a cool one. I didn't, like, get arrested, and they all did the arrestable actions. That's, like, another story. For a lot of other reasons, I feel like I didn't fit in. We were about to plan our first party of the semester, and we had had a cockroach problem in the third floor bathroom. And so we were like, we can't get rid of them. Like, these cockroaches will never leave. Like, they would survive the apocalypse. Like, how do we get rid of them? We were talking about our party at the same time. We were like, what if we do, like, a cockroach dystopia theme? And I was like, this is so weird. And then there was, like, this fierce debate where half of the house wanted to buy, like, live bait, like, hundreds of cockroaches and hang them from little tiny cages in the ceiling. And the other half of the house was like, we already have some. Like, why don't we just use those? And so eventually we went online and we bought, like, hundreds of rubber cockroaches, and we glued them everywhere, all over the house. And we made some, like, giant paper mache cockroaches, and I had fun with that. And then we got orange juice screwdrivers as our, like, screwdrivers were our like, our mixers at the party, and so we put one in the bottom of everyone's drinks so that they, yeah. And we didn't drug people. We just put cockroaches in the bottom. In fact, we did the opposite of drug people. We hung bread from the ceilings that we had dumpster dived so that people would eat while they were at parties so they wouldn't get really drunk. So, yeah, it was nice. Like, if you wanted the drugs, we would give them to you, but if you didn't, you could eat the bread. There was all this, like, lead up, and I was like, this party is, like, not going to make any sense. Like, none of these people are my kind of people. And it turns out, like, long story short, it was it was the most fun. I discovered that the guy who lived behind me was actually our campus biggest drug dealer, but he didn't offer me any cocaine, and that was fine because I didn't want it. I was completely sober, and no one pressured me, and everyone complimented my giant papier-mâché cockroach. I found a place that loved me even though I was the most normal one, and I was able to start over with my friends and not have to live with the trashy bitches for all of college.